if following some object which was moving across the field of vision. "Look! There, man, there! Between the hummocks! Now coming out from behind that far one! You see her? You must see her! There, still flying from me! By God, flying from me! And gone!" He uttered the last two words in a whisper of concentrated agony which shall never fade from my remembrance. Clinging to the ratlines, he endeavored to climb up upon the top of the bulwarks, as if in the hope of obtaining a last glance at the departing object. His strength was not equal to the attempt, however, and he staggered back against the saloon skylights, where he leaned, panting and exhausted. His face was so livid that I expected him to become unconscious, so lost no time in leading him down the companion and stretching him upon one of the sofas in the cabin. I then poured him out some brandy, which I held to his lips, and which had a wonderful effect upon him, bringing the blood back into his white face and steadying his poor shaking limbs. He raised himself up upon his elbow, and looking round to see that we were alone, he beckoned to me to come and sit beside him. "You saw it, didn't you?" he asked, still in the same subdued, awesome tone, so foreign to the nature of the man. "No, I saw nothing." His head sank back again upon the cushions. "No, he wouldn't, without the glass," he murmured. "He couldn't. It was the glass that showed her to me. And then the eyes of love, the eyes of love. I say, Doc, don't let the steward in. He'll think I'm mad. Just bolt the door, will you?" I rose and did what he had commanded. He lay quiet for a while, lost in thought apparently, and then raised himself up upon his elbow again and asked for some more brandy. "You don't think I am, do you, Doc?" he asked, as I was putting the bottle back into the after locker. "Tell me now, as man to man, do you think that I am mad?" "I think you have something on your mind," I answered him, "which is exciting you and doing you a good deal of harm." "Right there, lad," he cried, his eyes sparkling from the effects of the brandy. "Plenty on my mind, plenty. But I can work out the latitude and the longitude, and I can handle my sextant and manage my logarithms. You couldn't prove me mad in a court of law, could you now?" It was curious to hear the man lying back and coolly arguing out the question of his own sanity. "Perhaps not," I said, "but I still think you would be wise to get home as soon as you can and settle down to a quiet life."